Well, lawmakers are trying to get information on how the administration handled these outbreaks, which have contributed to the deaths of 13 people since 2015. So they asked for the internal emails, but what they got were these heavily blacked out emails by Rauner's lawyers. But Dave and I have obtained some of these exact same emails in our reporting from the local public health department there in Quincy, in which hardly anything was blacked out. So it was a little bit of tedious work, but we were able to line up the blacked out emails next to the ones that we have, and we were able to put together at least some of what's been kept from lawmakers.
And Dave, I want to bring you in here. Tell us what you found. What was printed under the black ink that the state lawmakers received?
It's worth pointing out that the state can legally black out documents for a bunch of reasons, but the Rauner administration didn't originally explain why, for example, that they blacked out details about that original outbreak in 2015. Some of what we're talking about was, you know, whether the Legionnaires outbreak posed any special danger to children who were visiting a fenced-in park with deer and other wildlife on the veteran home campus, or whether the municipal water supply in Quincy was safe, or whether the staff at the home faced any special risks. And of course they did, because all told, 8 staffers wound up getting sick through last year. A lot of other blacked out information seems rather innocuous, but it's raising questions about why it was blacked out in the first place.
And let's talk about the legislators. How did they respond when you told them about all this?
The blacking out of these emails has been criticized from both Republican and Democratic lawmakers, albeit for very different reasons. Paul Schimpf is the ranking Republican state senator on the committee investigating the response to the outbreaks, and he says he's disappointed by the blacking out of this information because key information is lost. But he says also because the administration is preventing the public from seeing that they were being proactive at the time of the outbreak.
You want people to be willing to ask questions and have robust discussions without worrying whether or not they're going to be armchair quarterbacked in the media 3 years afterwards.
The flip side of that is Democrats say the blacked out emails raise more questions about what else has been redacted that we still can't see.
And Tony, has there been reaction from the Rauner administration about why they blacked out these emails?
Sure. We spoke with Patty Hsu. She's a spokeswoman for Governor Bruce Rauner. And, you know, she says that their offices acted within the scope of the law by doing this.
We're not trying to shield information that might make us look bad or make sure we pump out information that might make us look good.
And Patty Hsu also says the office was appropriate in what it blacked out because sometimes state workers need to talk through a policy. Sometimes they need to make drafts of things that will be released to the public. Sometimes those contain errors. They don't want those to be seen. And she says that the law allows for all of these redactions to occur.
So, Dave McKinney, the Rauner administration redacted a lot of the emails it gave over to lawmakers that are investigating the Quincy outbreaks. Why is it a big deal if they're actually allowed to do that?
Well, attorneys who have sued governments over a lack of transparency, they took a look at the side-by-side comparison and told us there was no legal reason for the redactions. One lawyer in particular, Terry Mutchler, handled thousands of disputed records requests as the former public access counselor for the Attorney General's office.
I think that this Freedom of Information Act response falls woefully short of the act and, candidly, of common sense.
I mean, this arguably adds another layer on top of how tightly the Rauner administration has controlled the flow of information about what it's labeled a public health crisis in Quincy.
You know, and I'd just add to that, that if you look at what Dave and I have reported on in the last few months, you can see that controlled flow of information. We first reported that the state waited 6 days to tell the public it had a Legionnaires epidemic on its hands. Later on last year, they publicly did not report an accurate number of people who got sick until we asked them. We also published another story about emails that show officials were particularly focused on public relations messaging as residents at the Veterans Home were dying during that 2015 outbreak. And, you know, the Veterans Affairs Department, the Public Health Department, they've rejected a lot of our attempts to see their Legionnaires-related emails, and these are the two agencies that are at the heart of it all.